Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge. And our guest in studio today, Sharon Carey with the Community Choir. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. Glad to have you.
Well, thanks for having us. We're excited.
This is a big event coming up this Thursday, the Community Choir presenting a special cantata. I guess let's start at the beginning with a little background about this Community Choir. I understand this includes, what, 20 area churches that are involved in this thing?
Yes, we have around 20 area churches that are involved, and we've got 27 singers that are singing this week, and three narrators. We have 10 instrumentalists that are going to be playing in the orchestra, and we represent like six counties: Davies, Dubois, Gibson, Knox, Martin, and Monroe. So it's quite a big event.
It really is. It's this Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. at the Westminster Presbyterian Church, right across from the Davies County Courthouse in Washington. We were talking before we went on the air. That church is amazing. What a sound you get in there.
Yes, it's really a nice church. We've got plenty of seating. We are opening up one side of the wall where you can view through that. There's a window, and we also have a TV in there so that you can see the PowerPoint presentation as it's going on, and we also have a balcony, so there's plenty of seating, but you want to get there early to get that good seat.
So talk us through, this is called I Hear the Prophet Calling, and this is a new one you're doing, right?
Well, we have done it with our local church in the past, but we're reviving it again and presenting it to the community. And it is called I Hear the Prophet Calling, and it's by Pepper Choplin. We had done a cantata last year by him also, and it tells the 2,000-year-old story of Christ's birth, and it showcases distinct musical folk styles such as Appalachian, Irish, Latin, Cajun, and early American. So it's really beautiful music. And it's directed by Joyce Kim Rohr, and she has taught over 30 years between Bar Reeve Community Schools and South Knox School Corporation. She's really a go-getter. She's the choir director at Westminster Presbyterian Church, and she's an adjunct music professor at VU. So we're really lucky to have her on board and getting us all going, and it's just going to be a wonderful event.
Now, for those that are coming out Thursday, it is absolutely free, but you will be taking a free will offering, correct?
Correct. And it starts at 7:30, and you want to, I think the door is probably open around 7, get there early. There will be a reception following, so we hope everyone can come.
Now, this community choir has a very exciting story to tell, too, in the fact that you guys are going to perform at a very special place coming up a little later on, right?
Oh, yes, we are excited. Because of last year's performance, the Community Choir has been invited to perform in New York City's premier performance by Pepper Choplin's, and it's his cantata called Resurrected from the Tomb to Pentecost. And we will be traveling to New York and performing on Monday, May the 25th at the Lincoln Center. And it's part of an international festival choir, and we have over 225 voices, and it's going to be accompanied by a full orchestra, and it's even going to be conducted by the composer, Pepper Choplin, himself. So it's going to be a fun event for us to go to, and we want to represent the community here at New York.
That is so cool. Again, and to be able to perform at that level is just simply awesome. So the money raised on the free will offering, I'm sure, will help with the travel cost.
Yes, that will help with that and whatever expense we've had on putting on the performance on Thursday. And, you know, each traveler going to New York, it's going to cost over $2,500 for them. So we've got maybe a total of $72,000 or so for the group of 29 that's traveling there, and 19 of which our performers themselves. And so far the choir has raised about $6,500. So we've been fundraising lately. And we do have a fundraiser though coming up in January. It's going to be January the 12th from 2 to 5 at the Westminster Presbyterian Church. We are going to have a paint and sip event. And it's a $40 fee. And we have our local artist, Melody Rohr, who will be conducting that. There'll be light refreshments. And you don't have to be a painter in order to participate. And I might add that the choir has received $2,590 in donations so far, and 1,000 of which has come from the Knights of Columbus. So we are very fortunate in trying to raise funds and get things going. And if anyone wants to donate, you can always call Joyce Kim Rohr at 254-4443. And she can help you out if you'd like to, your community, or if there's a group of people that want to donate to us, we'd sure appreciate it.
Well, it's an exciting time again, and you got to see these guys in person. Thursday night, 20 different churches represented from six different counties. It's the Area Community Choir performing I Hear the Prophet Calling, Christmas Cantata, Westminster Presbyterian Church, right across from Davies County Courthouse in Washington. Show starts at 7:30 Thursday night, but as Sharon mentioned, you want to get there early and get a good seat. Sharon, break a leg. Best of luck to you and the performers, and good luck as well in New York. When we get closer to the date, we'll have you back to update everybody, right?
That sounds great. So come celebrate the story of the Nativity through music. I think you'll be very, very touched, and we need to take a little bit of time during this busy season just to reflect and see what the story of Christmas is all about.
Sharon Carey, thank you so much. I agree 100%. We appreciate the visit this morning.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take Five for your community of service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.